shotgun. Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun, Willie's got all of his family there.
Jennifer, this was your idea, wasn't it?
No, actually it was Mike, but if you missed the 7 o'clock hour, you missed some fun, so.
Do you have any pink slips in your purse?
Well, I probably nudged him on, so I probably can't. You'd have to give me one, too.
I'm going to give y'all both a pink slip.
That's empty nesting, what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour. Here in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to roll out the phones and leave them completely wide open for you to reach us and visit with us about what project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number is a toll-free number. It's 1-888-767-4348. We don't take landscaping questions this particular hour, but any project you're trying to tackle to get done on your house, that's why we're here right now. Romy is here in studio with me. Good morning, bud.
And I'll say we would take landscape, not growing questions,
really?
But if you've got hardscapes or pavers or pools,
okay.
You know,
okay.
We'll take outdoor, you know, fencing, gates.
Yeah.
And growing questions, not necessarily.
And you're getting to the point where you can just about answer any of those landscape and gardening questions, but, you know.
I can repeat answers I've heard.
What?
I've just heard the answers enough. I can get close.
One quick tour of my lot, and you'd know I'm not the one to call about landscape and gardening, that's for sure. So we're here to answer any question you might have. Like Jennifer says, we had a fun hour at 7 o'clock this morning. We actually talked a little bit about what she and I are learning about empty nesting, as well as a great interview from Ron Wolfley for a couple segments. And again, that entire one-hour interview can be heard on our blog at rosieonthehouse.com.
Click on podcast.
Podcast.
And you'll see Ron Wolfley goes deep. Deep, Romy. Deep.
And it wasn't just Cardinal football stuff. It was Ron Wolfley, close and personal.
The first two segments are, the second part three and part four are Cardinal season. The first two are more his background and history.
Well, the more you get to know him, the more you're going to like him. Just a great guy. So you can find that there. Today's article, should I stay or should I go?
Let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
That question was always easily answered at Dr. Romero's. Right there in his kitchen, he had that sign, visitors are like fish. They stink after 3 days.
Yeah, man. There was never any doubt there, was there? Our article today is, we go through five questions you need to face and consider and answer for yourself in reaching the decision, do I stay or do I go in the current house that I'm in? And life, certainly as it rolls through, changes the situation. Romy and John Jay were talking a little bit earlier about, wow, we're already a third of the way through September. Man, where did this year go? Well, Jennifer and I are now empty nesters for the first time after 35 years. Where did those 35 years go? I mean, seriously. I mean, now a house that in the year 2000, I had two sons, four daughters, a wife, a future son-in-law, and Romy's best friend all living in the house. And that is a three-bedroom, two-bath house. And today, it's me and Jennifer. I sent a picture to the kids the other day of the trampoline in the backyard. I said, this is the loneliest trampoline on the planet. Man.
What now?
So, I mean, our house, if you stop and think about it, is going through a major transformation of what function it's going to play. Jennifer and I have an empty bedroom.
I saw on Pinterest it had a little quote that an empty.
I saw you in there the other day. That's my.
An empty
that's
room
my
is an
room.
Opportunity. It's like a blank slate.
I don't want
it's
you
a new
in
story,
that room.
And you're the author.
I'm gonna put
I'm
a lock
author.
On that door. I don't want you in that room.
I have to approve.
You got the
whatever.
Living room. You got the dining room. You got the guest
room.
Yeah,
but I may have the living room, but you have the remote.
Yeah, generally I do. So I don't know what we're going to do with that room, but to me, it is. It's an unwritten story yet that's going to unfold here for us. And
I was thinking about a tea party room for my granddaughters.
No.
No?
No.
Isn't that cute?
No.
Wouldn't they love to come to Grandma Jenny's house and
I'll
have a
build
tea
a shade
party?
Structure over the trampoline. Y'all can do that out on the trampoline. But we actually talked.
Tea party room.
In driving home from dropping our daughter off at school, we actually talked about what are we going to do with this house. It's an older home. It was built in the 60s. It's got some tired parts and pieces to it.
Some tired parts.
It's on a full acre, so it's just got a ton of stuff that constantly is needing to be trimmed or cut or raked or mowed. And nobody to do it. We are our own. Yeah, all our help is gone. All our yard boys are gone now.
Romy was the best.
He was. So we actually talked about, do we think about selling this house? And then the kids try and lay that guilt trip on you, right? Y'all ball
bit.
You can't sell
this
house.
I grew up there.
Oh, man. So they're trying to lay that trip on us right now. But I'll tell you what, it would be hard for the... We're on an acre. It's on an old in an old subdivision that was subdivided in the late 50s, early 60s. It's all one-acre lots. It was set up as a horse... equestrian subdivision that had at one time equestrian trails that kind of went all through the subdivision, but those are all overgrown alleyways right now. I wish the city did a better job of enforcing the clean alley ordinance. But what are we going to do? I'm getting more and more content with, yeah, let's just stay there for the first time. We'll have, it's not a big house, not a lot of square footage, but Jennifer and I have taken ourselves through these five questions. Let me take you all through a couple of these questions. You know, what is it that you still like about the location of your home? I was visiting a prospective client just this week, Sweet Miss Jean, and she's down in Tempe, and her house is set up where as you walk in the house, you're in a raised platform, and to go anywhere else in the house, you have to step down. And she's in the home by herself, and that's the one thing about the home that she thinks, this is just broken. I've lived in this house for 35 years like this, but anymore I don't want to negotiate. You got to step up, coming out of the bedroom hall, walk across the entry foyer, step down to go into the kitchen, or step down to go into the little front bedroom that's her office, or step down to go in the living room. You know, get rid of this step for me. And her analysis is, look, my son lives just two doors down in a neighborhood we've lived in for 35 years. My granddaughter, as I understood, has a house just another couple doors down the other direction. So it's like the street is like the family compound estate. Well, Miss Jean isn't going to leave that neighborhood, right?
Not unless the others do.
Yeah, right. So you got to think about the location. We always talk about real estate being location, location, location. And, you know, are you close to family that can lend you a hand? Jennifer and I deal with a situation where my mom lives fairly close to us, but Jennifer's mom lives in Sun City Grand. I mean, what is that, 180th Avenue and Bell Road, something like that? And then her dad lives, like, at the Bartlett Lake Road exit. I mean, so either direction you go to try and get to them for anything, we're talking about a 45-minute drive one direction. So location, are you where you want to be? And not like the kids are trying to lay the guilt trip on you about you've got to stay in this house. Think forward 5, 10, 15 years. What is the function of this location going to be for you? You know, one of the biggest factors for me not moving is I don't want to learn another grocery store. I can go in my grocery store and get whatever I need, and I have every single product on the shelves memorized exactly where it is. And the one time I'm in another neighborhood and I have to stop in to pick something on the way up, it takes me 15 or 20 minutes to track down some of the things I'm looking for. I don't want to learn a new grocery store.
Details. The devil's in the details. I don't know that I would have ever thought of that one as a reason not to move.
We're close to the church we attend. I don't want to have a big commute on Sundays. You know, I want to be able to get to the church of our choice, and it was a church, that we were introduced to back in 1967. So I mean, we've got a lot of history there, and a lot of good friends there. So
yeah, big commutes to church kind of to me always defeated itself. The part of it.
It's bad showing up to park in the church parking lot with road rage in your heart.
Well, and not just that, but it takes away from the local. You know, it's not local.
Yes.
To go be with your local church family, if you've got this huge long commute, you're constantly commuting, and finding something good local, to me is really important when you're. Selecting your right congregation you want to.
And if you're there a couple times a week for the kids' youth groups and all of that, you don't want to spend the whole time on the road being back and forth. So that location of the home, think through it and think future, okay? Think forward 5, 10, 15 years and what that location is going to do for you in that next decade. A very critical decision to make on trying to decide, should I stay or should I go? We've got four other questions we're going to ask to help you talk through and think through this particular question. But we're also taking calls, and we've got TJ and Rick on hold with questions for us about projects around their house with an open line for you. If you want to jump on board, we'll come back and get right straight to the phone calls, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. We make that easy for you. It's our goal, as always, every Saturday morning to do what we can to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.